Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's interim report, January to March 2017 conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, 10th of May, 2017. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Per Oscarsson. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome all to this presentation for first quarter of Mekonomen. If we want to follow the presentation, I will try to keep you on tracking which page I am. Starting with the first page, sales and result, first quarter, the revenue went up to 1.518 million, and we have an EBIT earning of 126 million compared to 121 last year. Our margin slightly down to 8%. We have a revenue growth, which is 7%, but it's, as we will comment later, it's driven and helped by more working days and some effects on the NOK compared to Swedish crowns. The underlying sales growth is minus 3%. If we go to the next page of and start with the segments, we'll start with MECA, who had a quite reasonably good first quarter. The EBIT went up to 73 million. We have the strong growth to MECA Car Service workshops, to the affiliated workshops. We also had a positive effect in Opus equipment, who had a very good first quarter, partly driven by that we have an exhibition in January, which was very successful for Opus. We also have in Norway sales of DAB, that is converters for digital radio. Which has been driving the sale. Gross margin negatively impacted by the increased share of sales to large customer and higher sales of DAB products. DAB products has a lower margin in general. The underlying sales went up 1% for the first quarter. Moving on to Mekonomen Sweden, we have a little bit the same message as before. It still has the most negative impact on the group. We have EBIT of 39 million compared to 52 last year. The re-implementation of the sales organization is completing during this quarter. So now it's most of that job is done. We, however, have a continued weak sales and profitability. Here, as well as in MECA, we have a stable sales to the affiliated workshops. And we'd like to explain a little bit more about the cost-saving problem. But the saving problem proceeds according to plan. And that has also contributed possibly to the profitability in the quarter. Moving on to Mekonomen Norway, the sales growth which we have here is mainly driven by sales to Mekonomen service centers, also affiliated workshops, and to consumers. Here we have a stable gross margin development. However, slightly increased cost in the quarter, which leads to that the sales increasement doesn't follow all the way down to the last bottom line. Still in Norway and talking about Sørensen and the Balken, had a very good first quarter. EBIT went up to 28 million. Here we have General good growth in all areas, but especially the DAB products has a great impact in Sørensen og Balchen. The gross margin is on pressure. That's of course driven by the higher accessories, which include DAB, which has a lower margin, and also somewhat increased competition in that area. A good cost control in Sørensen og Balchen leads to that we have a good development in earnings as well. Handing over to Per Hedblom.
Thank you. Next slide, development EBIT is just an illustration of the main components taking us from the first quarter 2016 to first quarter 2017 EBIT. So the net increase of 5 million SEK is actually 13 million SEK lower EBIT in Mekonomen Sweden and 13 million improved EBIT in Meka, and then 4 million Sørensen og Balchen and others. Mekonomen Sweden, important to note is that the savings program is delivering according to plan. We set out, we initiated a saving program which would generate 25 million SEK annually from 2017. We also initiated another program, 20 million for the whole group, with full effect from third quarter. We can see here that the Mekonomen Sweden specific program has delivered. We have personnel cost savings of 5 million, other costs too. However, reduced sales and somewhat reduced gross margin has led to lower gross profit, giving a net of 30 million lower EBIT. Meka, if we exclude the effect of not having Denmark and if we exclude Opus Equipment, Meka improved with 6 million. That we have exited Denmark and don't have any Danish losses anymore gives 5 million positive effect compared to last year when we did have losses. Opus Equipment, lastly, has improved compared to last year. We had some setbacks during 2016 regarding Opus Equipment. We now have quarter by quarter a somewhat better result in Opus Equipment where we have taken actions as well. So some Balchen improvement, as Per pointed out. Moving to market and growth and market statistics, we see that still a stable market in the first quarter. We have noticed certain slowness, specifically regarding coal-related products, where a milder winter in 2017 led to low demand for coal-related products with an impact on our sales. Otherwise, as I said, a stable market. We maintain what we have said before, that provided that scrapping or export of cars do not increase on current levels, we still see a potential for an increase in overall market in 2017. The reason why we're saying that is very much due to the effect that new car sales should have on the total overall market. And more specifically, if you look at the total mileage, number of mile or kilometers driven, Swedish miles, 10 kilometers. If you look at Sweden, we have an increase of between 2015 and 16 of 2.9%. This trend has been ongoing for the last years. The number of miles driven was reduced somewhat a few years ago, but now it has increased for the last years and also 15 to 16 increase. And that is one important driver for the demand for service and repair of passenger cars, the miles driven, a very important key factor which we are following. Also, number of registered passenger cars. If you look at Sweden specifically, that number is the number of cars which were actually on the road during 2015-16 and so forth, not the actual number of cars registered at the end of December. But nevertheless, the number of cars on the road has increased as well. That is the main driver, actually, we believe, when we look at numbers for the increased mileage. These are interconnected, these two factors, but they point to the potential for an increase in the world market still. We also see the same trend in Norway, which is very important. Moving on to sales growth by customer group. We've added one more customer group here now, partner stores. Previously, we have spread that sales pro forma with other groups to show the footprint of our sales. But if you look at our actual customer groups, as presented in the annual report, as well, we have affiliated workshops, consumers, other B2B customers, and our franchise partner stores. We had good growth in our affiliated workshops, which we've had for the last year, so last quarters as well. That's important for us. That's where we see that we should grow, and that's according to our plans, according to our strategy. Our investments in quality, our investments in training, in our in our brand, in our customer service, has paid off. We are increasing in that segment. We also, during this quarter, increased to other B2B customers. We have had some setbacks last quarters, but this quarter, overall, we have come back somewhat. To some extent, as an effect of DAB sales, which goes very much into that channel, not only to consumers. Consumers, there we've had a weak quarter in this quarter, 17, with a negative nominal outcome and minus 5% local currency. In Mekonomen Sweden, as we discussed, we have a stable development in two affiliated workshops, but it's mainly consumers and other B2B customers where we had a setback in Mekonomen Sweden, which is reflected in these numbers. I move on to next page, distribution, and as a consequence of these numbers on the previous page, of course, then the share of sales going to affiliated workshop has increased, as well as the share of sales to other B2B customers, declining share to consumers and to partner stores. Moving on to stores, very stable development. We have not said that we will add or take away large number of stores, and it's very stable, and we expect in the future to add a store in where we have white spots here and there. We might take away a store from time to time, but very much small fluctuations so far, and also what we expect. The number of stores is not the growth driver. With the stores we have, we focus on selling more to consumers from existing stores, selling more to existing workshops by adding more mechanics to affiliated workshops and increasing sales to B2B customers as well. That being said, going to affiliated workshops, want to point out that although we have not increased number of workshops, we've increased sales to these workshops, which points out that sales, that there's growth potential in these workshops, and by helping them to grow, to add more mechanics, we can deliver more growth. That being said, we want to increase the number of affiliated workshops as well, but very, very important, we focus on quality. These are net numbers, So when we add workshops, we might from time to time take away workshops as well if they do not adhere to quality. I want to point out specifically also the smallest workshop chain is increasing quarter by quarter. Although a very small number of the total, we're now at 33 BD workshops. And PERMA is the next page. We increased by 15% the nominal sales of PERMA products compared to the first quarter last year. We now, in the first quarter, have 13.8% of total spare part sales being Promeister. One should compare quarter to quarter because we have a cold product effect. We have less Promeister in these products than during this time of year. We naturally have a lower share of sales of Promeister. So one should compare quarter by quarter. So we do increase from Q1 16 to Q1 17. Our goal is, our long-term goal is 30%, but we're not specified a timetable for it. We are increasing as fast as we can, but always focusing on quality. So we don't add more products than we can handle from a quality perspective. I hand over to Per Oscarsson again.
Yes, next page, we want to talk a little about how we guarantee the future for the main customers for us, meaning the workshop. In the future we will see some big changes in the way we handle cars. We will face more electrical and hybrid cars. It's more technically advanced, where we will have connected cars and we will have connected workshops. We also have maybe the biggest challenge for this industry is that the lack of good and well-educated mechanics. Trying to take care about that, we are starting a school, upper secondary school, for automotive mechanics, which will start here in the autumn, one in Stockholm and one in Lund. This is the first step, and this is, of course, a long-term effect. It takes 2 to 3 years until we start to see these people out in the workshops, but hopefully during time we will increase the number of schools as well. The most important is to higher the quality of the education, and by that I mean that we need to educate on modern cars with modern equipment in modern pedagogic. That is not always what is happening in the state schools. So this is one initiative which we think is very important for the future. We have also started recruitment and staffing for our affiliated workshops, and especially the recruitment is so far very well. Seems to be very popular among the garages. We have definitely a need of mechanics, but very shortly we'll be back on that quite soon. We have the technical support, which we're building up today. We handle about more than 4,000 cases a month, and that gives us also a very solid bank of knowledge, which we structurize and can capitalize on. We have Promeister Academy, which is the advanced mechanic training. That's not compared to this upper secondary school. This is more like for existing mechanics, how to handle new cars and new technical changes in the automotive area. We also have working more and more with a concept which we call profitable workshops, and that is that means that we help the workshops regarding efficiency and try to find and improve the right KPIs, and by that increase the profitability for the workshops has been so far very successful and for those workshops who has been in this program. We have, as I mentioned just before, we have an immediate need in just in Sweden of more than 100 mechanics. So that's point out a little bit about that challenge. So in helping our workshop in that area also, we do a bigger recruitment for the 100. We help the workshops in recruit and evaluate candidates and to match them with the right workshop. And this is done at no charge for the workshops and is, of course, very popular for them. And it gives the workshop better sales, better earnings, and it gives us directly better sales of spare parts, of course. Next page, we today launched new payment solutions also for paying for your visit at Mekonomen workshop. It's a mobile payment solution. We send out an SMS to the car owner when the car is ready, and then the customer can take care about the payment, so it will be already fixed when he comes and pick up the car. It's very simple and very easy solution, and which will definitely help both in efficiency and of course to make the car life for the consumer simpler in the future. Repeating our strategic focus areas for 2017, Mekonomen Sweden, of course, to get Mekonomen Sweden, I wouldn't say back on track, but to get back the sales growth and the entrepreneurship in the organization is a strong focus area. We believe we're doing it a lot, but there's still some work to be done. We have a focus on cost control. We have the two cost saving programs with totally 45 million, which we follow up very closely. And in addition to that, of course, all the time looks for further changes to make better efficiency. We continue with the quality assurance. That's workshops concepts, of course, but also I would say for the product areas, quality is a very important matter for us. We will continue to focus on ProMeister, and ProMeister is academy, training, staffing, and all that things which I mentioned before, but it's also new products, new categories. And as Per mentioned, we want to launch more categories in ProMeister, but it's also very important to all the time keep the very high quality, because this is premium products and we need to have a very good quality on the products. We have the two strategic projects. The e-commerce platform, which will be common for all the companies in the group, and both for business to business and business consumer. And we also have the project with the central warehouse, which I can inform you that it's the building construction is on the is just now growing, and we are the project is doing well on plan. And in addition to all that, of course, all the time have focus on growth and innovation. Yep.
And then Per Hevlum here, I will just conclude with some additional slides, mainly on balance sheet and capital statement. If you go to the earnings trend, just to repeat, 7% increase in revenue, of course, helped by workdays to some extent and to of currency effects. But nevertheless, an increase, and we now, last 12 months, April to March, over 6 billion SEK. One milestone for us. Going to cash flow, the first quarter is always, for us, a weaker quarter since the accounts receivable are very low in December. than the increase, this increase in the first quarter. So we also have a somewhat weak quarter due to change in receivables. Nevertheless, we increased somewhat cash flow from operating activities Q1 17 compared to Q1 16, from 30-37. And we now, at last 12 months, cash flow from operating activities of 551 million SEK, which we always try to improve. Looking at investing activities, we have last 12 months 121, which is roughly where we should be, between 120-150, we've said previously, and that we stick by that. However, the specific investment for the central warehouse will be on top of that. In the quarter, we increased our investing activities compared to first quarter last year when we held back somewhat, investing in our future, in the catalog, in the e-commerce platform, in other projects. It's important for us to stay at the forefront, as mentioned as well. Going to the balance sheet, what I want to highlight there is specifically good for resale, where we are, we have come down somewhat since year end, and we are looking at ways to fine tune and get down somewhat, reduce somewhat the inventory to improve our cash flow. One of our main tasks. This is, of course, just to remind, the balance sheet is before the dividend being paid out in May. Income statement, next page. Could just highlight that the tax as percentage of profit after financial items, the tax rate has been pretty stable. We also have somewhat higher other financial items. That's very much due to currency effects. That I'll go into in more detail. But we have somewhat lower interest expense due to somewhat lower net debt to EBITDA compared to what we had before. It's 1,457 million in net debt at the end of the quarter. Thank you very much.
Okay, so then we will open up for questions. Operator, can you help us with that?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone and wait for a name to be announced. And if you wish to cancel your request, just press the hash key. Once again, it's star and 1 if you wish to ask a question. We have questions coming in, and your first question comes from the line of Stellan Hellström. Stellan, your line is now open.
Thanks. Now in Mekonomen, Sweden, we're seeing accelerated decline in sales, and I was just wondering what makes you confident that you can turn this sales around?
Yeah, we still believe, strongly believe, that going back to the previous organization model, in addition to the right sales activities and the right sales focus, and also, which was decided at the AGM last week, that we also now can come back and actually offer the store managers to be partner owner in their store. So there is a lot of things on that agenda which will help us back.
Mm-hmm. How sure are you that this is primarily then an organizational problem, and given that it seems that you've been continuously losing mainly sales with your high margin sales, so to say, how do you know it's not a pricing problem?
We don't. I'm not sure if I completely agree. We have some seasonal effects which affects us, and then we have a trend in Mekonomen Sweden as well as in the other companies that we are selling more to larger customers and less to small customers. And that's not. Sometimes it can be that you can argue that we have lost some market shares, but it's also the general market trend that the small garages, they disappear from the market, and the larger ones is those who will continue. We need to keep track of the sales to the smaller ones and to get back some of the market shares there. And but I don't see it as a pricing problem.
All right. Okay. Then on Norway, just a question here also for Mekonomen Norway. You talk about stabilized gross margin. You have quite a significant increase in sales, although of course helped by calendar. But I'm thinking here, why don't you see any leverage on your margin? Margins down actually.
Well, in Mekonomen Norway, first of all, yes, we do have in the quarter stabilized margin. I mean, we talk about competitive pressure in Norway over the last quarters. In this quarter specifically, we can say we had that. So it's a stabilized margin. And we can only point to, in Mekonomen Norway in this quarter, somewhat higher costs actually. Offsetting positive effects from increased sales. We also remembering that we also have of course a stronger NOK affecting both sales and costs. Important note.
But that's not really explaining the margin compression. The quick question is, I guess, if we should expect costs to continue growing faster than sales also. In coming quarters,
we can't give a forecast of what will happen in the future. But I mean, we are keeping an eye on our costs, and that goes for all units in the company. That's all I can say. We initiated programs in Sweden in the group, and we have a very close look at what's happening in all units, including Norway, for costs.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, you can press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And your next question comes from the line of Niklas Sharm. Niklas, please ask your question.
Thanks, operator, and good morning, everyone. Would you care to comment a little bit of the expected calendar impact in current trading, please? I mean, the reversal of the Easter shift from Q1 to Q2.
We can comment the obvious if that adds any value. Maybe not the question, but we will have in the second quarter. Three less work days in Mekonomen Sweden compared to second quarter 16. Four less work days in Mekonomen Norway compared to second quarter 16. And that's very much due, of course, to the Easter. Easter being in April. It normally affects us negatively, and if it doesn't occur in March, it normally affects us positively. So, was that an answer to your question?
Absolutely, thank you. And the follow-up question would be, in terms of cost development, I reckon you would have about 25 odd millions from your savings and redundancy program left to reap the benefits of split, say, between Q1 and Q2 this year. And I was just wondering if you could comment to what extent savings have actually impacted Q1 EBIT in Mekonomen Sweden, please.
Yeah, if you take this Mekonomen Sweden saving program, because we have two, 25 million Sweden specific program and we have the 20 million group program with full effect from third quarter. The McNorman 25 million program has implemented and with full effect from start of 17. So that is included in the figures for the first quarter. The 20 million program is of course affecting the results more and more until third quarter. I can't specify how much in Q1.
All right. And third question, it seems like you're continuing a nice improvement there, or what you want to call it, in terms of increasing share of private labels. And I was just wondering to what extent you've actually been able to keep that gain in your gross margin, so to what extent you've actually been giving that away to sort of fend off competition in this period, please.
No, I wouldn't say that we have sort of used Promeister as a price fighter in any way during this quarter. It's very much due to better penetration and certain increase in our assortment. We look very carefully at the gross margin for Promeister. There are some deviations here and there between different quarters, but that's not a significant effect. We don't use as a price weapon. It's a quality private label.
And we have a very clear pricing strategy how we price Promeister compared to premium brands. So it shouldn't be a price fighter.
Right. So then the final question would be, so obviously over the past couple of quarters, you've been losing about between 1 and 2 percentage points of gross margins. And that means that something else must be the main explanation here than sort of changes in private labels. And if I understand you correctly, you're now guiding for a more stable gross margin development for the remainder, or at least maybe the second half of this year. And I was just wondering, where would that come from?
Can you hang on for a sec? You have to excuse us. We don't think that we have guided really anything in either way regarding gross margin. But it's important for us to understand what you refer to, so we can give you a proper.
Sorry, my bad wording. It's perhaps my interpretation of what you're saying. But my question is essentially, what would be the key drivers behind any stabilization in the gross margin for the remainder of this year, please?
I would rather say what factors are affecting us downwards and which factors could affect the gross margin upwards.
Sure.
Downward, one important factor, once again, the customer mix is very, very important. We talked about it so many times, but I mean, worth repeating that as we increase our sales to affiliated and larger workshops, the gross margin is reduced somewhat. Number two, when we increase sales of accessories, which we've done this quarter, and we look very much into 17 as a year where we have DAB sales due to the change in Norway, with lower gross margin also have an effect. We do not really see that the Promeister would have a negative effect. One could actually argue that Promeister could have a somewhat positive effect on gross margin, given that we're going to have the same gross profit on each item sold. So, but one shouldn't write too much into that. That Puma should be a great contributor to gross margin, but it's not a drag on gross margin. Otherwise, we have talked about very much our discussions, our way of working with in the purchasing department, where we continuously look for optimizations, and that is continuous. I would say one positive factor is, of course, continued focus on better conditions from vendors. And there, to achieve that, of course, growth is important, as always. So that's one factor which is pointing in the positive direction. Then we always have currency effects, but I won't go into these now because these are temporary. When NOK and euro changes different directions, that has an impact, but these are temporary, mostly.
Sure. Sure.
If you want to add anything on this?
Okay, thank you so much for taking all these questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Once again, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, if there's no more questions, then we thank you everybody for participating and wishing you a great future of the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.